¿Qué es la fecha, Álvaro? ¿Qué es la fecha?
Álvaro.
¿Qué es la fecha?
Álvaro.
La fecha.
La fecha es Álvaro.
Es el 27 de octubre. El 27 de octubre. Una tinta para María. ¿Sí?
Dos botones. It's walking.
Yeah, it's going around and around.
Yeah.
In a circle.
Look, I made it.
What are you doing?
I made it.
What did you make?
I want this on.
You want that on?
Yeah. It's a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's a happy birthday hat.
Oh, my goodness.
The birthday hat.
Oh, my goodness.
Una
piñata, qué fantástico.
And a party hat.
Una sombrero para las fiestas.
And I do very, very careful.
Yeah. No. Cuidado. Cuidado, no, abro, dame, solo toques estos, on the edges, dos manos, only on the edges. Okay, be very careful, make sure this is something.
This is
the peanut
Bartoli?
Si, es Cecilia Bartoli. Tú dices lo mejor de mío. Cecilia Bartoli. ¿Quieres una mesa para él? Sí. Un momentito.
¿Una mesa para él?
Para este. Tu cita aquí. Y ahora, cita aquí. Para la libro, pon aquí en la mesa. Sí, es para cantar.
Es para
to find it? ¿Quieres me? Live by the sea and frolic in. Okay, okay, I'm looking, looking. Do you know how to spell cat?
C-A-T.
Cat.
C-A-T.
It's cat. Do you know how to spell dog?
D-O-G.
Perfect, dog. Do you know how to spell go?
G-O.
Do you know how to spell no?
No.
N-O.
N-O.
Do you know how to spell yes?
Yes.
Y-E-S.
Yes,
Y-E-S. Tú quieres, sabes, que letra C?
Sí. No.
S-E. S-E. Jackie Pep, the lookout perch on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes bowed down whenever Puff came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff! What are you doing? Are you wrestling me? Oh no! Oh no, I was wrestling me! Oh no! Are you tickling me? Oh no! Oh no! ¿Juega con los juguetes?
No, I'm playing on the chair.
No, we need, I'll go here, put our stuff away. Pon estos en la canasta. Abro, por favor, ayúdame.
Perfecto. Esto en el baño, pon esto en el baño. Venga, ven conmigo.
Two minutes before I got to the hospital, they were like, I haven't seen her in so long.
pies en otra.
Oh, los pies tienen una otra.
Mis zapatos son aquí. No, no, aquí está bien.
Tú tienes
si necesitas ir al baño. Y es un bear. ¿Tienes animales? Dos animales, tiburón. Cerca de la track. Cerca de la línea.
And so on top of the train. Look at that name.
Climbing up the house. Climbing up the house. November 1st, 10 o'clock. Up in the bicycle?
Yeah.
He does lots of things at school. What's the first thing you do when you go to school? When he goes to school?
That's his
triangle
house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He crawls into the house.
Is
he like Steve?
No.
Is that what Steve does? He was under the house.
He was under Winnie the
Pooh's house. Oh, this is Winnie the Pooh's house. This is different. Nice.
And that's
his window. That's his window. There is a window. It's a very oh no, fire! Call the firemen! How do you put out the fire? First you call for the fire department. Ooh, there's a fire.
Okay. Well, the firemen gotta come in and they're gonna have a hose. Look at some of the firemen. They have the hose, they stand, they say, is anybody in there? They go, oh no, Winnie the Pooh's in there. So they let the hoses out. And they go, let's get out Winnie the Pooh. Get Winnie the Pooh out. We saved him. Okay, now we gotta squirt the fire. Nobody else is in the house. Okay, there goes the fire. Let's go. Oh, go. Yeah, he can go back to his house. The fire's all gone. Stay on the rug. Slow down. You don't want to crash, you have to make it there.
Keep on going,
Winnie. Another fire engine? Oh my.
We're gonna go with me with another fire engine.
Okay, I'll go with you with the fire engine.
Okay, go.
Is that the pumper truck?
No, that's not the
pumper truck. Okay, what is it?
It's a fire engine going
fast. Oh, is that the hook and ladder?
Gaia and Alvaro, November 7th.
Friend Owl is waiting for Mr. Brothers to come and play.
We don't talk.
Sing about it?
Yeah.
Farmer, he's always working on the farm.
Does he grow in vegetables? Sell at the market. Doesn't have any time to spend with visitors. Farmer keeps on taking the vegetables to the market to sell them. My, that's a bumpy road. Boom, boom. Oh, should you read about this story?
We didn't talk about it.
I am talking about it. It says this trip went to London to seek his fate and fortune in the queen. First he went to the college room and to see if he could be a beefeater, which means the guardian of the queen's jewels. No, they didn't need more guards. When he went to the queen's palace, the guard wouldn't talk to him. He was too busy calling the queen. The admiral came with the guard of the navy. He was afraid of being stepped upon until he took them back. Pip-Pip was very sad. Who would have been able to serve the queen after all? The queen must be very sad too, he said to himself. He has lost her name. He passed a fountain into which people had thrown eggs for his love. He saw something which glittered like a penny. It was golden. Glitter!
He goes,
oh my God, you found the ring! It was the queen's ring. He showed it to a policeman. She was so happy to have it back. The queen made Pip-Pip the queen's guard of her majesty's fountain. Every day he scooped out the good luck penny. The queen used the money to buy food for the poor stray cat, who had no one to
eat in the palace.
He thought of the thing. You found the ring! You found the ring! Yeah. That's about buildings.
You talk about buildings.
You know what this one is? I know it's me and you.
You didn't talk about it on my
YouTube. You talk about it.
I don't
know. I won't.
You do.
You do.
I don't
want to
do it.
I'm not going to do it either.
I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it.
I don't want to
do it. I don't want to do it either.
I don't want to do it.
Okay, I'll turn the page. You talk about them.
No.
You tell me what this is.
Can you talk about it?
It's called Molino. El Castillo. Isn't that the beast? Okay. This one is about what animals do. It's called the rooster strut. It's called when the rock is strut. When a duck walks, it's called waddle. The goose waddles. Oh, the goose waggles. The ant crawls on the ground. The bear shuffles. A mother kangaroo hops, and the baby kangaroo gets a ride inside her pet. See? And she doesn't fall out. The frog leaps, and the fly flies in the air. And little chicks come peep peeping out of their shell. Right? Mr. Hedgehog's Christmas present. London town was even more wonderful than Mr. Hedgehog had imagined. The stories were a miracle of shining lights and shining. Even the mice were about to present to the girls. And Merry Christmas, and they look. I should like to get a present for Mrs. Hedgehog, because Mrs. Hedgehog is in the house. What should it be? Not a full coat. Wait, you don't read this?
You talk about.
You know what it's about?
It's
about when you grow up. What would you like to be when you are bigger? Would you like to be a good cook like your father?
Yes.
Would you like to be a doctor or a nurse? Would you like to be a policeman or a fireman?
No.
You want to be the racing car driver?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's an exciting job. Would you like to be a truck driver?
I'd like to be a racing car driver.
Oh. And a daddy?
No.
Do you want to be a daddy?
I want to be a racing car driver.
Okay.
some daddies are daddies and they work too and they have other jobs. This is called Couscous, the Algerian detective. Couscous was the best detective in Algiers. He was very good at disguising himself to look like someone else. Couscous was in disguise as he walked past the water and the bank, you know, stand. He was trying to think of a way to get inside the water stand and capture Pepe and his band of dirty rats. Can you tell which one is Couscous? No! You can't, because Couscous is so good at disguising himself. Suddenly, Couscous had a good idea. He hurried back to the police station where his catadors assistants were waiting for him. He took off his disguise and told him his plan. You have a very clever plan, Couscous. That night, when it was dark, a small group came to the door of the rubber sanding room. Knock, knock, knock. Who's knocking at my door? Growled Pippa. It's I, the pretty dancing girl, Fazima, with my true love musician. A soft, sweet voice answered. We have come to entertain you. Come in, said Pepe. He opened the door and let them in. Oh, how beautifully Fazima danced. She was magnificent. More, more, shouted Pepe. I have more for you, said Fazima, but first, I must blindfold you, as I have a big surprise. So she blindfolded Pepe and the robbers and let them out the door into the police wagon. The robbers were prisoners. They had been captured by a clever master of disguise, Couscous. My, that Couscous is my first time. This is called the Hungry Beggar. You don't think so? The beggar smelled something cooking in Mama Bear's kitchen. Mama Bear had baked a cake. Mama Bear told them she would give them each a piece if they would mind the house while she went shopping. My, that's a hard cake, Mama. Look at, she had to break it with a hay, an axe. The big, sheesh, Mama Bear is an axe. Never, never, never take an axe to cake. The beggar decided to make a soft cake, although it was out. They were both as surprised her with it when she returned. But Mama surprised the beggar. She made them go to work and clean up the mess that they had made. You want this? Is this the house of Mr. Smith? If this is the house of Mr. Smith, he lived all alone in this very lonely. One day he received a letter from Mr. Smith, the letter said, "Dear Mr. Smith, I'm very lonely too. Can you please visit this coming day to me? Love and kisses, Mr. Smith." Mr. Smith said to himself, "I would like very much to visit Mrs. Smith, but I don't know where she lives. However, I will just have to get into my little car and go look for her." "Oh, there's a house just ahead," said Mr. Mouse. "Perhaps that is where Mr. Mouse lives." He knocked on the door. "Is this the house of Mr. Mouse?" he asked. Mr. Mouse was very frightened, but that was the house of... "Meow!" "Who is it?" "The house of Mr. Cat!" "Oh, what a cute little mouse," thought Mr. Cat as he watched him speed away in his car. "I wonder why he was so frightened." And Mr. Mouse was better than he was into Mr. Cat's house. Didn't he? So soon he came to a bright red barn. He knocked on the barn door. It was the house of... Mrs. Hen and her baby chicks. "Please don't bother me. I'm teaching my chicks to scratch," she said. And so Mr. Mouse traveled until he came to a big castle house. He knocked on the castle door. It was the castle of Roar! Who was it? It was the castle house of Mr. Lion! You're right. He was in a very bad temper because he had a very bad toothache. Mr. Mouse raced away as fast as he could go. Finally, he was too little. Lovely country lady. He knocked on the three yellow doors. "That's Mr. Smith, here." The door slowly opened. "Sure enough, it was Mr. Nelson is so happy to see me. And Mr. Nelson is so happy to see her. Will you marry me so that we will never again be lonely? Asked Mr. Nelson.
Why?
Yes, said Mr. Nelson. And so they were married by teacher Nelson. Mr. Nelson gave Mrs. Nelson the golden wedding ring with his very diamond ring. And from that day on, they were never lonely. They went on picnics. They took rides in the country. They went rowing on the lake. And then, after they finished their supper, they heard something. One of the tiny squeak, squeak, squeak coming from the bedroom. What do you suppose it was that was squeaking?
Chair.
What?
It was their baby.
It was their baby. He wanted to be kissed for night. Good night, Daddy Man. Good night, Mommy Man. Good night, baby mouse. What? I have to find the book that I want to read out of. Okay, this is called The Mitten. Once there was a boy named Nicky, who wanted his new mittens made from wool as white as snow. And he wants mittens. At first, his grandmother, Baba, did not want to knit white mittens. If you drop one in the snowshoe world, he'll never find it.
Eat a real food. Necesitas comer la comida. Yes, that's lentejas y patatas y zanahoria. You have to eat that. Let me get you over here. Mmm, No, 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 toque, sir. ¿Qué pasa, querida? ¿Quieres un poquito? Very, very good.
Thank you.
Necesitas dos
Sir Tapping Heads.
Señor, señores Tapping. Jumping, jumping, jumping.
mientras hablamos en español.
No, tú hablas en español también.
¿Qué es la fecha? ¿Qué es la fecha? 16 de noviembre.
November, Albert and Joe. In the middle of our street, our house. In the middle of our street, our house. Was our castle and our key, our house.
This is my house.
That's your house?
Yeah.
Where's my house?
It's right there over there.
Oh, I
see. You can't go in it.
I cannot go in it because there's too many clothes. First, I have to clean this house.
First, I have to clean it.
I have to remove all the clothes. I like it here.
This is your house? I think this is your house. This house is all the way to the street. The path is
to the street. Oh, yes. Where does that street lead to?
It leads to my toe.
Oh, it leads to my feet?
Toes.
Toes. all like crumbs?
No. Oh.
Careful, don't break it. Remember you when you were teeny, teeny, tiny. You used to be this big, like a little hot dog.
Yeah.
You were teeny, teeny, tiny. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Come on, bitch. We have to carry you everywhere. Okay, I'm right here. We're flying! We're flying! Hooray! Let's fly, but you want to fly? Where should we fly next to?
On the snow.
On the snow, fly over the ocean? Should we go by mountains? What else should we go by?
Doors.
Doors?
Yeah.
What else?
Rattle on top of the door.
Okay. Right on top of the door. Keep on going. Where should we go to next? Should we go really, really high?
Yeah.
How high?
How high, Rainbow?
How high? You tell me. En las montañas y también la luna.
And the doors too.
The doors too? La puerta, las puertas.
And have a globe on it.
Sí, tengo un globo en mi nariz. ¿Tú tienes un globo en la nariz?
No.
¿Tienes un globo en la nariz?
No.
¿Tienes
un
globo en la
what's
up? What's up? Wow, look! Los, la gente mira la iguala y las hormigas.
I'm Santa Claus.
¿Tú eres Santa Claus? Oh, Santa, Santa. What would you like to eat, Santa Claus? What would you like to eat, Santa Claus?
Oh, I need my ball. I need my ball. Oh, I need my ball.
Okay. Oh, Santa Claus, I've been a very good boy this year. Mostly I've been a good boy. But sometimes I don't put away my toys. May I still have a present, please? Oh, thank you. Oh, it's my favorite. Thank you very much. Can I give you a hug? Ah.
You offer me a present, okay?
Oh, what a beautiful present. I really like it. Put your socks on? Okay, woman.
Okay, lady, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
Santa. Global on ¿Dónde? ¿Dónde es el chivo? Oh, wow. Muscles. Hey, what if it is? You want to do exercises?
Yeah.
Come on. We'll do push-ups. Exercise and dance. Okay, here we go.
Exercising.
Exercises.
Okay,
come here.
Okay, we're exercising. Sit here. Sit here. Please. I'll make the seat for you if you'd like. Here first. A little further. You're doing a good job. You can do it, you can do it. finish this? No, we don't have juice, but this is bad. I'll make a deal with you. How about some milk? Just a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. But eat that, eat that. Hello?
Hello, this is
Joe? Yeah, just a second. Let me find...
Hi.
Let me find the phone just a second. I don't want to keep you on speakerphone. That's the only... Well, okay, here we go.
Right. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
Sorry, I'm going to have to come to the place. Oh, yeah. Wait, Christina?
Oh, is this the mother? Oh, okay.
Yeah, hope it came in handy.
Dad, I want something to
do. Yeah, how are you doing?
Hope I got